This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump has announced his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will leave his administration by the end of the year. We get details now from AP's Ben Thomas.
The man who brought Christmas back to America.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Ryan Zinke will leave his post at the end of the year.
Ryan, I want to thank you for doing such a beautiful job.
And as he did at last month's national Christmas tree lighting, Trump praised Zinke, saying he'd accomplished much as Secretary of the Interior. Zinke's played a lead role in Trump's efforts to roll back environmental regulations and promote domestic energy development, something the Center for Biological Diversity calls a slash-and-burn approach that's been absolutely destructive for public lands and wildlife, and one that's not likely to end with Zinke's departure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers will be traveling to the state of New Mexico in the coming week as they search the answers about a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died while in U.S. custody. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus says it would lead that delegation. The young girl died of what medical officials preliminarily determined as sepsis shock. The symptoms include extremes in body temperature, lethargy, and restlessness. Official accounts indicate the girl received a quick assessment as well as people taken into custody due before waiting for hours to be transported to the hospital. U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike. Airstrike occurred on Saturday south of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. No civilians were involved. United States says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war in neighboring Afghanistan comes after the next round of peace talks set for Monday. This is VOA News. French protesters for the 5th straight week rallied against the high cost of living, although demonstrations were more subdued nationwide, partly due to concessions made by President Emmanuel Macron earlier this week. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femin also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week. Government officials and opposition politicians called for protesters to stay off the streets this weekend after 4 people were killed in a gun attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg earlier this week.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Church of England's bishops are saying the Brexit debate needs to change tone. They're calling for national unity following a week of divisive discussions around Britain's efforts to leave the European Union. Anglican leaders urge politicians and the public to insert civility into their debate. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Michael Gutecka, the official chair taking of the climate talks in Poland, said the accord is just the beginning.
We will all have to give in order to gain. We will all have to be courageous to look into the future and make yet another step for the sake of humanity.
President Trump has said the United States will be pulling out of the Paris Accord. That will happen officially in 2020. President Trump is pushing Congress to come up with a replacement of the Affordable Care Act, even as the White House says the so-called Obamacare will remain in place for now. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
Now that a Republican-appointed federal judge has ruled Obamacare invalid, President Trump says he's going to get the overhaul he's wanted.
On the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great, great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
Democrats were united in condemning the judge's ruling, and supporters of Obamacare have vowed to take their fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Republican leader Paul Ryan says the House was not party to the lawsuit and are reviewing the ruling and its impact. I'm Julie Walker.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.